Hello, everyone, and welcome to D20 Dudes, a tabletop role-playing podcast where the die decides our topic. I am Dylan.
My name is Molly.
And today I'm going to be your game master.
Should I say something after that?
You probably.
Welcome. Bienvenidos.
What's your character's name, Molly?
Oh, I came up with this while I was thinking about it, because we already had the first name. Vas, and then I-Z-A-T. Vas is that.
And today we are playing Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Tell us a little bit about Vas before we begin. Who are they? Where did they come from? Why do they do what they do, and how do they do it?
Well, Vas is just some guy that particularly likes seeing others fail. And he gestures when he talks a lot, so he's probably Italian. And he's currently obsessed with microbots, so he's likely in his late 20s.
Makes me think of Big Hero 6.
That's true. I don't know if he's a nice guy, because I haven't gotten into any encounters where I have to make decisions for him yet. But based on what I read, he's not a nice dude.
I don't think anyone in Psy is really a nice person.
Yeah. I like to think of them as survivalists, but maybe I'm giving myself too much credit.
When I do have to think for shinies. Cyber slasher.
Yeah, but I am the player. Cyber slasher as a class.
Mm-hmm. Which means you're basically a cybernetic serial killer. You kill for money, or because it's fun.
I do.
Maybe
like
a little
money.
Bit of both.
You need a lot of money to pay for microbots. It is an
expensive hobby.
Yeah, which is probably why I'm in debt to a semi-sentient AI core.
It's getting you the hookup on them 40k minis.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
We'll begin simply. Yeah. Vas, you stand outside a door. In an old corporate office that's been run down for years, no one even remembers that it's still there except for you and the waster that you chased down into their half-rotted bolt hole. It's not a high-paying gig, but it's a paying gig. On the other side of this door is your target. All you gotta do is take him out. How do you approach this?
What info do I have about the target before I stop?
They're a waster from outside the city. They came in potentially tracking some high-value target. You're not exactly sure on the details. All you know is that they've been causing trouble ever since they made it into the city, and it's been your responsibility to find them and put a stop to their bullshit.
Right, well, it looks like I found their hoblin, so that's the first step. Do I know anything about them personally, so I could gauge
not
their behavior?
A bit.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Guess
all you really know about the Roadrunners.
Okay.
All you really know about the Roadrunners is kind of as a whole, they hate the city and they hate everyone in it.
Mm-hmm. So I chased him into this hovel, and he doesn't like anyone. Do I think he is intelligent enough to set traps?
This old corporate building has been easy enough to infiltrate so far. You're not sure that they've been in town long enough to set a whole lot of traps.
Okay, that's good. Well, then I guess I'll just keep following him in.
Oh, well, you know where he is. Mm-hmm. There is nothing but a door between you and the little set of dreary cubicles.
But yeah, open the door and continue going in.
You open the door and you immediately hear a resounding. I'm going to need your roll defense as this man opens up with his assault rifle.
All right. How do I do that?
Roll a d20. Add your agility.
Natural 20.
Natural 20. Oh, very good. A critical success on a defense, meaning you get a free attack on this target.
Sweet. All right.
Except the problem there is, I don't know that you've got any ranged weapons.
I think I do. What's the Logan? Is that the Wolverine
Logans
things?
Are them, yeah, them little Wolverine claws.
I was rereading over this going, oh shit. What the heck is a Logan? I assume it's a gun, because why would I go without a gun? Ah, because we rolled this randomly, that's why. Okay. I don't have any weapons, so I'll have to roll out of the way and get behind the cubicle.
With a quick motion, you get out of the way. Easy. You knew he would probably open fire the moment you opened the door, because if he had any idea that you were coming, he'd want to put a stop to that shit right away. You hide behind one of the cubicles. Flimsy cover at best, but cover none the least. But now, it's your turn, Bats. And you get the chance to retaliate.
Okay. I want to take out my Robo Canine and see if I can have it get, flanking around the dude I'm looking for.
You reach into your coat, pulling out a small little metal box. You push a button on top and it quickly unfolds into your Robo Canine. Immediately, it's rip-raring to go, eager for the attack. With your RCD link, you're able to send the information of the target to your Robo Canine. It knows exactly where it needs to go. It quickly skirts around the outside of these cubicles, beginning to position itself for its attack on this Roadrunner that you're hunting down. Now, are you going to try and break cover and close that distance yourself? Or are you just going to let your dog do the work?
I was going to have my dog at least distract him so that I can get behind him.
Your dog can attack. It's got stats.
All right. I'd love for it to do that.
Right.
What
I don't know what. You will roll a d20 for your dog.
Okay, and it looks like d4 damage bite.
Dog rushes in to bite. The waster's armor is a bit too tough for it to get through right away, but it does slash onto the Roadrunner's leg.
Sick.
Quickly starts kicking at it. Get out of here. Get the fuck off.
All right. While he's distracted, I'd like to run up to him and stab him in the ribs.
Go ahead and roll that attack, and I'm going to make that DR10. Lower it down, because it's distracted by your Robo Canine.
Sweet. Ooh. What do I add to the roll?
For attacks, I do believe it is strength for physical.
Okay. All right. I have a 19.
19. Easily done. You are able to close the distance in the blink of an eye. You rush forward, claws extending out of the back of both of your hands, and you sink them right into your opponent. No problem. Go ahead and roll that damage.
What does the dual Logans, is it 1d8 each, or is it together?
It'd just be 1d8.
Okay, all right. 8
damage. It's a quick job. You rush in, you slide those blades into his gut, and with a single swift motion, you disembowel this guy. He has one final gurgling breath, reaching towards you. He says,
"Why?"
Before he collapses onto the ground, dead. It's right. Not but a few seconds later, you get a ping on your RCD. Bing! 200 credits added to your account. Easy job.
Sweet. Wow, that was faster than I thought it was going to be. Also, I want to add, this is the best my dice have ever rolled, ever. I'm serious. I have horrible luck. So I'm looking at them like, what the fuck happened to you?
I ain't rolling max damage on there definitely helped out. He's got a maximum of 5 HP, and his armor can only reduce by a D2. There was no way he could survive max damage from you.
All right, well, they are like, if my Wolverine knowledge is correct, they're basically razor blades.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And I also have the foot blades, which is have foot so blades. Funny. does the whole foot turn into a blade, or do you think they're like a raptor claw?
You get them Wolverine claws coming out your feetsies too.
They just come out of the bottom of my shoe, but it's actually my foot. Thick.
Pretty fucking funny.
Correct.
Bass makes their way outside the building. An easy score is an easy score. 200 creds won't get you by for long, but it'll get you by for now. You manage to fold your Robo Canine back into its little carrying form, placing it back within the interior of your coat. And as you step back outside, finally getting back into the night air of Psy, you would take a deep breath, except you know that the air isn't any fresher outside than it is in. But what you didn't expect of this is that there is someone outside waiting for you whenever you step out. There's a man, looks like a real cubicle jockey, the kind of guy who wears a nice suit and tie to get kicked around at work every single day. He's got a few cyber optics, his RCD linked into them directly. He's smoking a cigarette, and you can see one of his hands has been cleanly cut off and replaced with an augmetic. He looks at you, his expression unreadable because his optics, being cybernetic, don't betray any emotion. He's quiet for a brief moment as he looks you up and down. Then he offers his hand, says, "Name's Charlie Sand."
Can I size him up, please?
What are you trying to figure out about him?
I'm trying to gauge his sincerity.
Sincerity? About his name?
No, about him as a person.
Well, you don't know much about him. You literally just ran into this person for the first time in your life 2 seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as you have not shaken this man's extended hand.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm like looking at him going, "What the fuck do you want, man? I can't. Are you going to rat me out? Like, I have many, many things going through my head."
He kind of puts his hand down, shrugs a bit, and says, "Nah, what I have for you is a job. Now, I don't have many creds to my name right now, but what I can offer you is we got an old rundown taxi that we're refurbing, and we'll be able to give you a set of wheels if you manage to pull this off. Sound like a fair trade?"
I'm assuming I usually get orders from the internet, right?
For the most part, most of your jobs these days come from the AI you're in debt to.
Fair. But I mean, like, have I encountered someone that asks in person before?
A few.
Okay.
Not everyone likes to put all their business where it can be easily traced.
That's fair. Just making sure that this isn't a new thing. I'll ask him what the job is.
"We've got this casino. I live in the neighborhood on the border of Ports and Big Moss. The neighborhood's not doing so well these days. The Lucky Flight casinos come in and started throwing everyone into debt and running everyone down into the shit.
Can relate.
We tried talking to him. We tried getting him to try and clear some of the debts, or at least, you know, start turning people away at the door who can't afford to be in there, but they don't give a shit. So now we're going to need an extra pair of hands to go in there and try and handle things in a little bit less cordial of a manner. If you can get in there and clear those debts, we'll consider that square. If you can shut down the casino, there might be a bonus in it for you."
Do I have hacking skills? Does everyone just, like, kind of have hacking skills?
You can't do any serious hacking without a cyber deck, but you can kind of, like, access, like, surface-level stuff with your RCD.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of situation that would require, because if I don't think I can do it, I prefer to not do it.
What I can tell you about the place, although we haven't had a whole lot of recon, is they're on a secure network. Whatever systems they have are not connected to the net, completely isolated from the outside, so we can't hack our way in from the outside. Who knows? Maybe you just find the server all that information stored on and you slice it to bits.
Mm-hmm.
Gets rid of that info pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Be much easier to both delete the data and then screw up the server to corrupt it completely.
You handle the situation however you think is best.
So you said wheels, and how much are we talking?
Well, so far the only thing I can pay you is going to be the ride. Now, I can tell you that the ride, once it's fully refurbed, is going to be worth about 5,000 cred if you just toss it to somebody else and keep using your own too. But hey, what you do with it after it's yours is your business.
Fair. Sure.
All right. He offers his hand for you to shake one more time.
I'll shake it.
He has a firm grip, a nice, solid handshake, and he says, "One last thing." Now, this one's optional, but the owner of a bodega in the neighborhood that I frequent, a guy by the name of Batu, he went in and attempted to settle the situation himself. We haven't seen him since. It's been a few days now. So if you can figure out what happened to him, I might toss in a few extra credits.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
Now, I would like that you keep a low profile on this one. Kill if you have to, but mass murder is only going to add a little bit of unnecessary stress to some people already in a hard situation. Try and keep this on the DL if you can.
Sounds like a plan.
Right then. And you get a little blip on your RCD. He sent you the address of the bodega, or not the bodega, the Lucky Flight Casino. He doesn't have a whole lot of intel on it. What's with the file is two pieces of information. The first is that the casino has a private power source on its basement levels, and all of its records are stored potentially offline. But other than that, he doesn't have a whole lot for you. But as he pulls his hand away and gets ready to go. He says, I'll meet you back here in, we'll say 2 days' time to see how well things are progressing.
Sounds good. See you then.
Right. Having taken the job and now having the address of the Lucky Flight Casino, how are you going to try and approach this job?
Well, I need to gather some intel. Maybe some blueprints, maybe some info about the Lucky Flight owners to learn their habits. Would be good.
How do you want to try and get this information?
I'm going to go down to City Hall and ask for the blueprints, the layouts of the building. That's probably not.
You're pretty sure the City Hall was in G0 and no one's seen it in 1,000 years.
Well, let's go visit the casino. May as well look around inside. Like, do I look weird enough to not go into a casino?
How you look is largely going to be up to you. What do you think Vass looks like based on what we've rolled for you?
Well, the armor says beastie style and shoulder pads. So I imagine I look like some anime villain goon that has shoulder pads and like spiky orange hair. You know what I mean?
You got one of them spiky faux hawks?
I'm like the quintessential looking goon.
Sure.
Sorry, it's not that funny. I'm just like trying to. Apparently, I'm just playing a particularly good character that looks like a side character.
So, it's probably about 30 minutes walk from where you currently are, but you managed to make it to the outside of the Lucky Flight Casino. There's, from what you can see, a bridge that leads to the casino. It's slightly off the main roads to the side of ports, kind of out into one of the canals. You can see on the far side of the bridge is the main entrance to the casino. There's a road so that people can drive across, have access by car, or you can get to the front on foot by a series of broken escalators. One that leads down underneath this bridgeway, and one that leads up on the other side.
You said a bridge, or was it like a grand staircase?
It's a bridge.
With a bridge?
It's okay. Got like, so there's like what would be escalators, except neither of them are functioning. On the side of the bridge leading down kind of to the water level into like an under area of the bridge. What could be used for maintenance, but is also just used for foot traffic into a walkway that goes all the way across the other side. And then there's another escalator, again, broken, leading back up to the ground level on the other side that you would then be able to walk to the entrance.
All right, let's go to the entrance.
You walk up to the Lucky Flight Casino. There are two bouncers outside, as it is currently mid-afternoon, although in the haze of Psy, it's hard to tell the exact time of day, unless you want to check your RCD to see exactly what time it is.
I would.
It's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, we'll say 3:57. It's about to turn over the hour. Two bouncers are outside. They look you up and down, but they don't give you any hassle if you want to go in.
I'd like to go in, and I'd also like to discreetly see what the bouncers are armed with.
Ooh. Why don't you roll presence?
Would that be presence or... Well, I guess it would be. That makes sense. I was like, presence or knowledge? Presence. No, plus 0, so 18.
18? Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to see. They're trying to keep it hidden. They're wearing some nice, although not exactly the best tailored suits. So you can kind of see one of them's wearing a shirt that's a little bit too tight, and you can see the Kevlar vest underneath. The other one has made a poor showing of hiding the taser he has on him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sure that they're both equipped with both of these things.
Mm-hmm. Are the soles of their shoes leather or rubber?
Rubber.
Okay.
That's a weird question to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But leather is actually a rather hot commodity. You don't see a whole lot of actual organic materials these days.
Mm-hmm. I guess even like faux leather. What I'm trying to see is how slippery are the bottom of their shoes.
An interesting detail to try and note. You step inside the Lucky Flight Casino, and immediately you're assailed with noise upon noise upon noise. A shitty band's playing on the dance floor where only a few people are actually making an attempt to get into the rhythm of whatever the fuck it is these guys are playing. A few machines are going off, spinning coins, rattling down into metal holders. creating just more and more cacophonous bullshit. Immediately, the stench of stale beer completely overwhelms your nose. Synthetic tobacco and vomit and piss just assailing you constantly. This place is an old, rundown apartment building that they've refitted into the shittiest casino you've ever seen. And people are pissing away their money on cheap beer and stupid, obviously rigged games.
So it looks really dirty, too?
Oh, yeah. This place looks like a shithole.
Okay.
Well, let's have me roll a die here. So you're in,
Gross.
You're in one of the public areas, so I'll roll a little encounter here and see if something happens. As soon as you walk in and you begin to take in your surroundings, trying to gather in what information you can, trying to get some intel, immediately one of the nearby guests screams, just absolutely ecstatic. They've won a jackpot of 50,000 credits being dispensed in these chips to be claimed. Other guests immediately start approaching, crowding around the person, trying to get a piece of what they've got. Why don't you roll me presents one more time?
Oh, that's not good.
Six. You completely lose sight of this individual in the press of the crowd, trying to bribe them, get a piece of what they've got. You don't see much else. Frankly, it's sickening, all this noise assailing your senses. You just kind of want to move on.
I'd like to, sort of wander around a little bit and judge the layout.
The entrance, where you are.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, you walk in, what you can see, there's a bit of a, entrance away. Inside is, some chip exchange machines, a place where you can dump all your creds and get some chips to be able to play the games. And you walk into the inner door, you'd see a somewhat spacious interior sectioned off into a few different places. On the right-hand side from where you walk in is a counter. Working behind it are a few of the casino staff members, working to count the coins, keep everything running smoothly, answer questions, serve drinks, what have you. To your left is another door leading into a room. You can see through a few windows that there are card tables in there where people are making and losing money at prodigious rates. Not far past that room, in a more open area, is a few computer terminal-like things where you can jack in your RCD and be able to play Holo games. Next to that is a bathroom, and in the center, there is a stage surrounded by slot machines. Currently on the stage, and you can see on the holo displays from the RCD, again, a band is playing. Let's see what band it's going to be. They're called Phaser Mob. They're wearing a lot of weird black and chrome core kind of music, playing a lot of noise, a lot of synth stuff, blaring over guitars with too much distortion. They're growling lyrics so deeply, with voices so torn from playing so many shows, that they're all but unintelligible.
So, you said there's chip closets, and it's a large room.
So there's a small little entrance lobby, like a little foyer in the entrance, and that's where the chip exchange machines are.
Do I notice any other guards?
There are two more guards in this room, kind of in plain clothes, but you saw enough of their outfit and what they were kitted with to be able to recognize them on site. But they're not staying in any one place. They're kind of wandering around the guests, keeping an eye on everybody, making sure nobody's getting too rowdy. And if they do, well, they've got those tasers for a reason.
Do I see anyone that looks important?
Anyone who looks important? Not down here.
I was thinking, like, someone that seems to be a high roller, too.
See, what you can see is, like, down here, this appears to just be the unwashed mass. There's lots of drunk guests coming here, just piss all over. But next to the staff area, there is a staircase with a velvet rope across it, a little sign hanging off that says VIP. So you imagine if anyone actually important or who had any amount of real money was here, they'd probably be up in that area.
Do I see anyone that looks like they could use a few products?
Plenty of people. Almost everyone in here is drunk. There are a couple of younger kids looking like they're probably strung out on something, trying to get into the music, acting like they want to start a mosh pit, but there's maybe 7 or 8 people here right now. You can't really mosh with that many.
I'd like to see if I can go into the VIP area.
As Vass walks up to the VIP roped off area, one of the workers, one of the obvious workers, comes from the staff area, comes from behind the counter and says, "Excuse me, sir, may I have your name?"
I'll give them the name Derek.
Derek?
No, Derek with a D. A really easy name.
You have a surname, Derek?
Derek Sampson.
Derek Sampson. You see their eyes kind of glaze over as they begin looking at the displays on their RCD, but they purse their lips and shake their heads and say, "Sorry, but your name's not on the VIP list."
Interesting. How do I get on with you?
It's usually by invitation.
I see. Okay. Thank you, and then I'll turn away.
Thanks! Says the cybernetic serial killer.
That's all I needed.
I say, okay, have a nice day.
Okay. Let me see. Definitely the bar. Okay, I guess I'll go out. It looks weird. It is weird. Here we are. I'd like to go out and look underneath the bridge. I wanted to see if I could find a back way in. I'm basically just going to beeline it and pretend that I am not suspicious.
Having come in, tried to walk into the VIP area, been turned away, and then leaving immediately, definitely not suspicious.
Best thing to do is to act like everything's normal, and other people apparently don't notice, which is very odd for me, anyway. Kind of like the best way to fool cops when you're driving with one headlight is to have the other one on and like your fog lights on, and which are not high beams. You have to act like you know what you're doing, and then people think you know what you're doing. Basically, adulthood.
Why don't you roll me presence one final time? We'll see what kind of information you can kind of stake out since you're right there. And we'll say, we'll lower it to DR10. It's not going to be hard to just look around as long as you're not doing anything super suspicious.
Okay. 15.
15? Pretty good. A cursory walk around this weird sectioned off block that the Lucky Flight Casino is perched on reveals that around the back, in an alleyway, there is a back door at the top of a set of grated stairs. It looks damaged.
Damaged?
As well as, yeah, like it looks how, like it's a little bent up.
Like someone has attempted to break in before?
It definitely looks like someone tried to break in the past.
Well,
there's also a pier that kind of leads a little farther off into the canal where taxi boats can pull in and drop off guests into its own little entrance that still leads out onto the casino floor where you were.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not walking right in the front door.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically the front door. Does this place have a roof? You said it was an old apartment building, right?
Yeah. So it's got like a wide flat top roof, like you would see, it's like a shitty old skyscraper, basically, but it's only two stories tall.
I see. Okay. That seems really short in this universe.
That's probably why the building was so cheap.
Yeah, that's fair. We're very rare. One of those two. Do I know the hours of the casino, or should I have asked?
They were posted on the front door. It's closed, it's open almost all day. It's only closed between 7 and 10 a.m.
That makes sense. How they close fucking late. Someone's sleeping for 3 hours.
Who needs to sleep when you've got drugs?
Yeah, but it says close between 7 to 10 a.m.
Yep.
So they think that between those 3 hours, there's no one on premise, or, I don't know, something like that. They think that they're okay between those 2 days, between those 3 hours. Or what should I say? They don't have enough people to watch over the casino is what I'm thinking.
Sure. So you're thinking you might try and break in when they're closed?
Yeah. Or at least come back and monitor around 6 a.m. to see who's leaving. How many people are leaving of the staff. that would be one thing to do while I'm watching it. I could also hang around outside for a little while and see who is patroning it and who's leaving. I feel like if anyone's... how close is the canal entrance to the staircase?
Pretty close.
Really close? I'd like to watch that entrance.
You see some people come and go. It seems like the bands, whenever they finish their set and they're packing all their shit out, they use the canal entrance and hop a taxi boat.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they lock the door behind them whenever they close it.
Hmm. So the band left. Did I manage to see like a band schedule?
You did not.
Hmm. It made quite a puzzle that I'm struggling to picture in my head. Do I see anyone that I recognize, like not like personally, but like in passing as like a semi-important person coming out of that entrance? Or is it just the band?
The band and a few of the bouncers, maybe a few of the other employees as shifts turn over. They'll use the back entrance.
Okay. I thought you said that it was like water taxis. I mean, like, wouldn't there be more than just like staff?
Yeah, every now and then, one of the people in nicer clothes with cybernetics that look like they're maintained at all, probably some of those VIPs that you heard tell there was a list of coming in the back entrance, and they're being let in.
Who's those people? Okay. When I was looking through, does the staff area go to... Does it look like it goes to, like, a kitchen, or does it look like it goes to the offices?
You didn't get too good of a look because there was a counter, and then behind the counter was like the full staff area behind a closed door. You managed to catch one or two glimpses as people were coming in and out. You mostly just saw lockers.
Mm-hmm. But there's like an office somewhere around that area. And you said the basement. Perhaps. Did I see an entrance to the basement?
We'll say there was pretty close to the VIP. Stairway leading up, there was another one leading down that said employees only.
And there didn't appear to be a basement entrance on the outside of the building.
Not that you saw.
I didn't get a look at the back, did I?
And you looked around the back, there was that staff entrance.
Oh yeah, so the staff entrance that goes up, didn't see one. Really odd, considering how close they are to a canal, to not have like a basement entrance, you know what I mean?
It's almost like they're wanting to keep people out of there.
Yeah, no shit. But some people don't ask as many questions as I do, because I ain't got no face. And,
what does that mean, Molly?
Dude, we're gonna have to watch the thing after this. It's so fucking funny. You will die. Doug is one of the people that showed it to me. He loves it.
So, I believe we said that you were gonna try and stake out the place whenever it was closed, between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m.
Yeah, and I wanted to see, did it look like a large leaving of employees, or did it look like it was basically the same number of people?
Then that sounds like a good spot to pick up next time.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. How are you liking Cyborg, Molly?
I like it. I'm not cosplaying a character very well, but I am solving the puzzle you put in front of me, which is nice.
You have solved my look at the building riddle. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, the riddle is actually, how do I break in and do the things and kill as few people as possible, you know, and but also torch the place.
Yeah, I'm liking the simplicity of the system so far.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of fun. So,
thanks, everyone, for listening to our first little bit of our Cyborg scenario.
Yay.
The Flight Casino. We'll pick this up next week. So if you want to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/d20dudes. If you want to find us on Twitter, that's twitter.com/d20dudes or @d20dudes on Twitter. Hey, guess what? I got one of them fancy Blue Sky accounts that I'm setting up for the podcast. So perhaps d20dudes on Blue Sky in the very near future.
What is that?
It's a social media platform that said, wow, Twitter really fucked it. Thanks, Elon. We're going to make our own.
Ah, it's called X now. I hope that helps. You're welcome.
No, I refuse. I will
dead name this platform. I apologize in advance for my snack sound.
I got so many coughs and grunts to get through because of my goopiness, so it's going to be a fun one to edit.
Well, do be the goops. We could have had some, I don't know, something. I don't know, like tea, ginger ale.
If you want to monetarily support the podcast, patreon.com/d20dudes, just $3 a month, gets you a shout out, like for you, Molly, and for Jenny and Word, Ken Thomas, and Zam. Wow, thanks you guys for supporting the podcast. It means a lot. And we will catch you next week with the continuation of The Lucky Flight Casino. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.